What, asked Kin, do you intend to do with that? One of the men beside her had drawn his sword and was offering it proudly to the Shand, hilt first. Silver ignored him.
It's dead, she said, but we have the body. I would very much like to know how an organic creature can breathe fire.
She grabbed the corpse by neck and tail and dragged it aft. Marco swaggered over to Kin.
I triumph, he shouted.
Yes, Marco.
They declare war on us. They send dragons, but they reckoned without me.
Yes, Marco.
Together they conspire against me, yet I overcome, he screamed, eyes glazed.
Then his expression faded.
You just think I'm a paranoid kung, don't you?
He said sulkily.
Since you mention it, I'm proud to be human. Make no mistake. As for the other, he said, turning, just because you're paranoid doesn't mean they aren't out to get you.
She watched him stride back to the men, who clustered around him, frightened of everything except immediate physical danger, and as human as a tiger. Silver was gazing ruefully at the dumbwaiter. It was not damaged, but the plastic panelling would never be the same again.
End of CD 3.